Hello, and welcome back to Battle Plan, a podcast on spiritual warfare. And today I'm excited to continue our study of a small group study for spiritual warfare called My Search for the Real Heaven, a book I wrote with that title. And there's a free downloadable PDF transcript of this podcast available on our website at active-faith.org under the Resources tab, or you can go to our new app and get this lesson. Today it's on regret and forgiveness. Let me start with Acts 7, 57 to 58 NLT. They shouted loudly and covered their ears, and all ran at Stephen. They took him out of the city and began to throw stones at him to kill him. And those who told lies against Stephen left their coats with a young man named Saul. Saul, who later became Paul and wrote half the New Testament, fully approved of the stoning of Stephen. He held the coats of the stone throwers. He was probably smiling, proud of his little band of dedicated Pharisees. He might have been the leader, the one who organized the group and laid the plans for it. Later, after he became a believer in the same Messiah Stephen died for, I'm certain he had some regrets. He had to live with that memory replaying in his mind for the rest of his life. I'm sure it motivated him on the days when he faced hardships and trials for his own faith. I recently heard of a local man in East Texas who committed a heinous act as a young adult and lived to greatly regret it. My friend Luke, it's not his real name, told me that one day he stepped out of his office onto the back porch and found an elderly man smoking a cigar. They began talking, and somehow the subject of forgiveness came up. The story this old gentleman told my friend Luke was shocking. Here it is. "Luke, I was just a teenager. For thrills, me and my buddies would drive up and down the roads and through the darkness all around town, some in the back of the pickup and some in the front. One guy in the back always carried a 2x4. We would look for black people. I'll never forget that night when I was the one with the 2x4 in the back of that truck. I saw a black man walking on the side of the road with a dimly lit street light nearby. My friend who was driving saw him too. He gunned the motor, raced as close to him as he could without actually running over him. I swung with every ounce of energy and connected perfectly. We all laughed as we saw the board connect and the man tumble over and over on the side of that road. I knew I had killed him. I just knew it. There was no way he could have survived. No one could live through that. The next morning, I got up and listened to the morning news, expecting to see a death listed among the headlines. Nothing. Then I decided it might take another day or two to make the news. Still nothing. Days became weeks, and then months, and then years. I never heard anything about the man that I had hit that night. 40 years later, I was sitting in my comfortable living room watching the evening news. I was flipping channels and suddenly saw a reporter interviewing a man in a wheelchair. And immediately I knew this was the man I had hit. He was alive. He had survived the attack and had spent his life in a wheelchair, struggling to survive. The reporter asks him, "What else would you like to say?" The man just looked straight at the camera and me, and he said, "I would just like to know why. Why did they do this to me?" I turned off the TV and went to bed, but I didn't sleep a wink. The following morning, I called the station and found out where the man lived. It wasn't far away. I drove to his house and walked up to the front door. I looked at the old door, the broken screen, and the pitiful surroundings. Then I knocked. He slowly made his way to the door and struggled to get it open. He sat in his chair and looked up at me. The old black man said, "Can I help you?" I began to pour out my heart, and he invited me in. I told him that I was the one who had hit him. When I finished, I begged him for forgiveness. He looked at me with tears in his eyes and rolling down his face, and he said, I forgive you. This man had spent his life regretting what he did with that tube before. A lifetime of mental pain, nightmares, and futile attempts to suppress an ugly memory wouldn't go away. Don't live with regret. Make it right. Matthew 5, 23, 24, New Century Version says, when you offer your gift to God at the altar and you remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there at the altar. Go and make peace with that person, and then come and offer your gift. Friends, if you're not willing to reconcile with your brother, then your worship is unacceptable to God. And that's a dangerous place to be. Go make it right. Lord, right now, I want you to remind me of anyone who has something against me. I've got my pen and paper ready. Now give me a willing heart and the right words and courage to go make it right, right now. In Jesus' name, amen. So in light of today's thoughts, let me suggest part of your personal battle plan might be to consider the following two discussion thoughts. Number one, make a list of your own regrets and things you need to be forgiven of. Number two, go make it right if possible. And lay that list at the foot of the cross and make sure you're right with the King. And let me remind you to keep praying, because prayer works. God loves you and I love you. Have a great day.